Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Firefighters Podcast, where we seek to develop, inspire, and motivate the world of the emergency services operator through a series of wide-ranging conversations. Now, before we go any further, just hit that rate, follow, or subscribe button on whatever platform you're listening to. It's a key performance indicator for us and helps us reach even more people. Now, here's what we've got for you today. Today on the podcast, we are throwing back to another one of my good friends that I met at the Aramco Toughest Firefighter Alive Challenge in Saudi Arabia. And we're going to learn about the Brazilian fire service with my good friend Eduardo Martins. Hopefully I haven't pronounced his name wrong. He's a very handsome man and an absolute physical specimen. And it's not really surprising as we start to learn a little bit more about the Brazilian fire service. So take note, this is a short episode and there's a lot packed into it. It was quite a humbling conversation, and honestly, I felt quite embarrassed talking about the physical standards and entry selection tests for UK Fire and Rescue Service, because can you do 6 pull-ups? Can you swim 50 meters? Can you do 28 pull-ups? Are you prepared to operate as a soldier before you can get into the fire service? Do weapons training, then go into another 2 years training to join the fire service? We're looking at nearly 3 years for your operational on there. It's not surprising, because when society falls down, police, military, everything fails, it is the fire service that steps up in Brazil. And there's a whole host of stuff that we didn't talk about here. They are helicopter training, scuba. And when Eduardo went for his recruitment, there was just 100 jobs and 50,000 applicants for those 100 jobs. So the best get the job. There's no minimum standard. If you can do that, we will coddle you through the rest of the selection. They get the best in. Wow. What a surreal, revolutionary approach to wanting the very best, fittest, strongest, most intelligent. Wow, when we talk about the testing, you have to learn about physics, Boyle's law, Charles' law. You have to know about thermodynamics, thermal capacity. You have to learn the law. You have to do advanced mathematics. These boys and girls are a whole nother level. They really, truly are head and shoulders in terms of the expectation of their operators, way above the UK Fire and Rescue Service. And it was an absolute pleasure to get to spend some time with him. Eduardo is a great guy, friendly guy, articulate, speaks like 3 languages. What a lovely bloke. What a great demonstration of the environment of high performers that are in the Brazilian fire service. So, hope you enjoyed this insight. Another short catch up with insights with firefighters around the world. This one was done in person. Again, a little bit of a busy bus, not so rowdy as some of the other episodes you will have heard, but it's a great 20 minute or so conversation with Eduardo Martins, and I hope you enjoy it. I'll see you on the other side.
Okay, my name is Eduardo Martins, and I'm from Brasilia, the capital of Brazil.
Awesome. So, brother, I wanted to have a chat, because we were just talking about how the fire service is set up in Brazil. So, for people from the UK, from all over the world that have never been to Brazil, because you were saying, like, have I ever been to Brazil? I've never been there. Everyone talks about going to Rio. You're from...
Brasilia, the capital.
So what's the most beautiful places in Brazil? Because you were saying most people don't hit the nicest places.
Yeah, okay. The most beautiful place for me is one state that's called Bahia. It's in southeast of Brazil.
Okay.
And that's my favorite state in Brazil, yeah.
How old were you when you joined the fire service?
How?
How old are you?
I am 30.
Yeah.
And I joined when I was 24.
24. Because you said, like in the UK, everyone joins from the public. But and then they can do like a direct entry process where they come in an officer, but in the Brazil it's still part of the military.
Yeah, kind of. To enter the firefighter academy, you have to do a test.
Yeah.
For example, when I
like
made
a written test or a physical
written
test?
Written test, physical test, psychological test.
Okay.
And
talk us through the test.
Okay, about the tests. You have to apply to do the right test first of all. It's like a public job, you know.
Yeah.
You work for the state.
Yeah.
So, in my city, when I made my test, was about 50,000 people trying to enter.
50,000.
50,000 people.
For how many jobs?
For 100 jobs.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. In my city, we are about 6,000 firefighters for 2 million people. We have about 30 fire stations.
Okay.
And in my city, we have 5 fire stations that are specialized in some services.
Yeah.
And the other ones is like the main job, the common job of a firefighter.
This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Gore-Tex Professional Fabrics. Now, we all know the working environment of a firefighter is filled with challenges. We face serious risks on the job, such as heat exhaustion, burns, physical and mental stress, and we frequently come into contact with high levels of toxic chemicals. Now, I have been wearing Gore-Tex for nearly 2 decades on the front line, working in hostile environments, tackling challenging incidents from firefighting to water incidents and in urban search and rescue environments. Gore-Tex have a well-earned reputation for protecting professionals in the fire and emergency services through their family of highly innovative, waterproof, breathable moisture barriers that exceeds global performance standards and are trusted worldwide. Gore-Tex. Going further together.
Tell me back to the tests. So how is a written test, physical test, psychological test? What do you have to do?
Okay. The written test is a test about physics, chemistry, mathematics, yeah. Portuguese, yeah. English, basic notion of TI,
yeah.
And the law, the firefighter law. Okay. And the law of the state, basically, you know. If you pass this...
So you have to study for all of the physics and everything
I study
like that.
For this.
How difficult is the mathematics? How difficult are we going?
It's like...
Working out the volume of a tank or the size of something?
To be an officer, you have to know the advanced mathematics, that calculus 1 and 2, we divide in Brazil.
Yeah.
And a little bit advanced physics and chemistry.
So when you say physics, sorry, do you mean you test people on pitot tubes or the movement of water or pressure or flow or what is it tested on? What I know we're getting into difficult bits because English is not your first language, but...
Yeah. How can I say?
You studied air, heat, water?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yes.
So thermal capacity and...
Thermal capacity of
and thermal
and
expansion.
Transformation, expansion, pressure, volume, and temperature stuff, like boil.
Boyle's law.
Boyle's law, everything.
I always remember Boyle's law because I think of a pot boiling over. Mm-hmm. That's why I know it's heat and expansion.
Yeah.
And then if it's in a capsule, it becomes pressurized. And then we start talking about a Blevy principle, so boiling liquid, expanding vapor, as in if you have a boiling liquid in a tank.
Yeah,
that's Boyle's law. Can't remember the other ones. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Fuck it off.
Okay.
So we've got the physics, we've got the mathematics. What was the other principle you tested on? Sorry.
Come again.
What was the other thing you tested on? So physics, mathematics, and
Portuguese law and basic notions of TI. If you study a lot and pass this test, you can do the physical test.
Okay, what's in the physical test?
The physical test is like a running. You have to run at minimum 2.4 kilometers in 12 minutes just to enter, and you have to do
in 12 minutes. So we're talking like a 5 minute kilometer there.
Yeah,
that's okay.
That's regular.
Well, it's hard for some people. Some people in the UK fire service would not do that.
You have to swim.
Oh, good.
50 meters.
So everyone has to be able to swim?
Yeah, everyone.
See, in the UK service, we don't test swimming anymore.
No,
it's terrible. I would love to have a good answer for you. I don't have a good... Because we're very reluctant to commit firefighters to the water, we're not allowed to go in below over our boots.
Uh-huh.
So we have special Mod 1, 2, 3 water rescue teams.
Okay.
So we have swift water rescue, we have wading, we have different levels, and that's an additional training thing you do when you get in. Mm-hmm. But I agree with you. I think it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Every firefighter should be able to swim.
Yes. I agree. Totally agree.
In other news, this episode is brought to you in partnership with MSA Safety. Today, we have them to thank for the improved firefighter safety through connectivity in their brand new connected firefighter system. At the center of the connected firefighter platform is the MSA M1 SCBA with telemetry. You can view battery life, air pressure, and estimated time remaining either independently on the M1 itself or from the Luna connected device screen. Also, still with the air status, alarm information, search status, and all of this provided to the incident command for confident decision making during the scene. That integrates straight in with the Luna system, which is a wireless all-in-one device creating an independent search and rescue network, providing edge detection, enhanced personal thermal imaging, while simplifying post-scene reporting and data retention. One of the key parts of the Luna is their FAST system, the Firefighting Assisting Search Technology, This combines directional and distance information with thermal imaging to help find separated teammates and decrease response time. It actually connects you to the other crews in the vicinity for a unified search during the time of mutual aid by instantly notifying the network of lunar devices when there is a downed crew member, allowing for a prompt search and rescue. All of this then plugs into the FireGrid system for cloud-based connectivity, real-time information, and data-driven decisions for the incident commander. It enables you to see the exact location of your firefighters on the scene. And it doesn't require you to be sat on the station. The MSA hub then provides a wireless gateway straight to the cloud, enabling wireless on-scene data for local and remote incident command for additional eyes on the scene. MSA are truly taking massive strides in the future of improved firefighter safety through connectivity. MSA is dedicated to increasing safety in the fire service through technological advancements. Various feature enhancements, new products, partnerships, and integrations will provide additional capabilities readily accessible by products, software, and services in the brand new MSA Connected Firefighter platform. Now back to the show.
Swim test, what else is in the physical? Run, swim.
And you have to do
The ladder pull. So a piece of rope.
When you have a bar and...
Pull-ups.
Yeah, pull-ups.
How many pull-ups?
How can I forget this?
That's okay.
Yeah. You got points in every activity. You have points. If you do a good job, you will take the maximum point. And if you do the minimum, you know, like... It's not
so
elementary.
If you can do more than someone else, you get more points?
Yes. So the maximum...
Because with us, we just do... As long as you hit the minimum, it doesn't matter. If you keep going, you don't get extra points.
No, because they have to choose a lot of people, so there must be some...
I agree, but does that not make it a lot harder for women?
Yeah, no, but it's different. To women,
sorry.
You have to hold the bar for at minimum 45 seconds.
Okay.
Like isometry.
So men do pull-ups, but women don't have to do pull-ups?
Not to enter.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah,
how many do men have to do? What's the minimum?
The minimum is, when I enter was six.
Six.
Yeah.
Okay.
The minimum was six.
How many did you do?
When I enter, 18.
18. How many do now? You're still very fit. I bet you could do 15
My maximum,
now.
No, 15?
Yeah.
Like at one time?
Dead
boarding?
Hang? Yeah.
No, like 28 maybe.
20, you can do 28?
Yeah.
Fucking hell. I bet I could do 15. I'm very heavy. And I don't do a lot of pull-ups.
Yeah, you're pretty heavy.
Anyway,
I can
okay.
see that.
So we got pull-ups.
Okay.
So that's the physical. But
okay, run, swimming, pull-ups, and there's something else that I am forgetting.
That's okay.
Okay, keep
so
going.
So you said you can join from the public or the military. Talk to me about how that's different. Why is the different
worldwide
sides?
Or
how is the different sides? What are they?
Okay. In Brazil, we have the volunteer firefighters,
yeah.
But it's not paid and it's not supported by the state. It's only volunteer, literally. And we have
the state pays for the vehicles and the fire stations.
Only the fire stations, as mine fire station.
Okay.
It's called Military Fire Department.
Okay.
In Portuguese, Corpo de Bombeiro Militar.
Okay.
Would be like this. So every state has their own. Fire department.
Yeah.
And in the capital, we are military, and in every state, they are military also.
Yeah.
And that's
historical stuff. And then outside the state is volunteers?
No. Only a few states in south of Brazil has volunteer.
Okay.
You know? Has a volunteer
all, they're all,
job.
It's all military in the state, in the capitals?
Yes. In the capital, and yeah. Every state has, by law, a fire department, military fire department, and police, and police military also. I don't know how to
okay,
say that.
Yeah.
You know, you got it.
So they have to pass the same.
That works.
Did you come in through the military then, or
works like this? If there is a war and the army fail, the air force fail, and the navy fail, they send us. That's
wow.
Why we are like in the backup. You know.
If you're a regular listener to the podcast, then chances are you are big into your own personal development and the development of firefighters around you. So I wanted to remind you of our mobile app Drillbug. This is a free training and development resource made by firefighters for firefighters. Heading on to Drillbug, you will find incident debriefs, radio messages, knots and lines, quick reference guides, quizzes every single day. We've got useful links to the ERG, to Web Rescue, to Jessup, Eurorescue, 10 Second Triage, National Operational Guidance. You've got trauma skills sessions and questions in there with 10 Second Surveys, patient handovers, questioning, bleed controls, vitals, major incidents. And not to mention our daily quizzes where you will find questions on extrication, casualty handling, breathing apparatus, fire development, water rescue, rope rescue, you name it. It is the go-to resource if you've got a spare 5 minutes on the firehouse to develop yourself and those around you. Not only that, if you're looking to get into the fire service, we've got advice on there on interview questions, interview answers. You can build your own questioning in there. We've got radio messages apps where you can develop and put together your own methane if coat, and a whole area dedicated to knots and lines and incident debriefs as well. All of the incident debriefs that we have gone through on the podcast, you'll find them there. And again, remember, this is built by firefighters for firefighters, so you can add your own drills in there. You can pick the drills that you find the most favorite. When you go to search for different drills in there, you can find breathing apparatus, hazmat, incident command, ladder drills, pumping, RTC, trauma skills, winching and recovery, urban search and rescue, height rescue, water rescue. There is literally hundreds of training ideas, hundreds of drills in there. And you can continue to build this library of resource for yourself and for firefighters all around the world. Remember, this app is absolutely free and it grows every single day down to the contributions of our thousands and thousands of users. So if you've got that favorite training drill and you want to share it with somebody else, get in there. If you're looking for ideas for training yourself and your crews, get in there. It's freely available on Android, Apple, and you will find it in the links for this podcast. Remember, it's called personal development. The clue's in the name. You've got to work twice as hard on yourself as you do on the job. So always be growing, always be developing. Now let's get back to the show.
So do you have to do military training as well?
Yes.
You do like weapon training?
Yeah, weapon training.
Still now?
No, just to... When we got the first tournament in the Fire Academy.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
You know, but it's just a basic training.
How long is basic training then?
To become a soldier, 10 months. To become an officer, 2 years.
Do you have to be an officer to get into the fire service?
No, you can choose. There's two tests.
Okay.
I was both. I was a soldier for a year, then I passed to be an officer.
Yeah.
And I accepted the job, and I entered again, and 2 more years. So
2 more years as a firefighter training.
Yeah. So mine was like almost 3 years to be.
So then, when you get into the fire service, are you then an officer in the fire service? How do you just be a firefighter in the fire service, or do you have to do that just to be a firefighter?
Being an officer.
Yeah.
Okay. Basically, rule the system.
Yeah.
So, I cannot just enter in a fire. I work as a fire chief. You know.
Wow. Okay.
When I am in my main job as a firefighter, also I have another jobs inside my fire service. For example, I work in the air rescue in the helicopter.
Wow.
In this service, I can be the rescue, the savior, actually, because I don't have to manage anything. Who manage everything in the air is the pilot or the pilots.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
In that service, I can act as a firefighter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You don't have to think about everything else. Yeah.
Yeah, because in Brazil, firefighters do everything like air rescue, high angle rescue, water rescue.
That's a lot of skills to
diver,
maintain.
Yeah.
Diver, they're all divers.
I am not diver. Ribamar and Bernardo are. Okay. Yeah. But I am lifeguard.
So,
yeah.
So in like the UK, we have firefighters.
Uh-huh.
Then we have like leading firefighters or crew managers.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have watch manager or mm-hmm. sub officer.
Yeah.
In charge of the team.
Mm-hmm.
So like a watch, do you have watches?
When I am in the
streets. Like shifts?
Yeah.
Yeah? Do you have a shift manager? What do you call them?
Okay. I work in a fire station.
Yeah.
And I have my shifts.
Yeah.
And who rules the shifts is the oldest, let's say the oldest officer who works in this fire station, you know?
Okay.
Every month he make the division of the shifts and send to us. It's different.
So is he a senior rank?
Yeah, it would be like this.
He is. Do you get paid more?
No.
He doesn't get paid more?
No. Your salary is attached to your graduation. For example, I am lieutenant. So a captain make money as a captain, and a lieutenant make money as a lieutenant.
Okay.
That's all. You cannot So earn
captain,
more.
Captain, lieutenant, firefighter.
Okay. No, everyone are firefighter.
Yeah.
But as a military system, you start. I will tell poor translate. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, that's okay.
Okay, you start as a soldier.
Yeah.
Actually, second soldier, then first soldier, then I don't know in English, but cabo, then third sergeant, second sergeant, first sergeant, sub-lieutenant, and ends. Now, officers.
Right.
Second cadet, first cadet, lieutenant, second lieutenant, lieutenant, captain, major,
and is the
colonel, lieutenant, and colonel. And it's
are they all still on a shift, though?
Yeah, but different
jobs.
Jobs, yes. Yeah. For example, when I am working as a firefighter, I am would be like a chief of a crew. Something
you're in charge
like
of a team.
In charge of a team.
Yeah.
Of
how many?
Four,
five.
One car, like four or five.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. On a fire engine or?
Fire engine or
depends what you're
we
doing.
We have
that
three
day
kinds of
vehicles,
cars.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's like ambulance.
Yeah.
And one just for rescue,
okay, yeah,
like search and rescue,
yeah, yeah,
and another for firefighter properly, like to fight
normal fires,
urban
yeah,
fires, and we have another one to wildfires.
Wildfires, yeah. So that's similar to us.
Yeah,
we would have we call them special. So we have a wildfire team, and a special or a technical rescue station,
mm-hmm,
or like a search and rescue station or something like that. We don't ride ambulances in the UK. The
no
firefighter, no. We want
it's
to.
Like two paramedics?
Yes. So we have National Health Service, NHS.
Mm-hmm.
They do all the ambulances.
Yeah.
Some of us do a little bit of helping them. We call it co-responding. So we go to minor calls.
Mm-hmm.
We might go to a heart attack or people cutting their head or something
yeah
like that. But nothing too complicated.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of firefighters don't want to do that in the UK.
Yeah, I know.
But also, they want to make sure they get paid lots for it as well, so it's difficult. So you have three of those or four different specials when you're working on it.
Mm-hmm.
How long have you been doing it now?
Doing what?
Been in the fire service now.
6 years.
6 years?
Yeah, 6 years.
Wow. Man, that's fascinating. So is this the first time you've done one of these competitions?
No, third time.
Third time. What?
I went to Lisbon.
Okay.
Then Netherlands.
Wicked.
Yeah.
Both the toughest firefighter alive?
No, WPFG doesn't have the TFA, just Ultimate Firefighter.
Ultimate Firefighter.
Yeah, that's my second time in TFA.
Cool.
Yeah.
So we've done the first event already for this. We did the stair run today.
Yeah.
How was it?
It was bad, man.
Yeah?
Yeah, I almost lose my legs.
You missed the count, didn't you? That was you weren't too tired, you just counted wrong.
Yeah, I counted wrong strategy.
Yeah.
But
so we started on the third floor, didn't we? And then we're supposed to go 13 floors.
Yes.
Finishing on the 16th. Because uh-huh you knew it was 13 floors.
Yeah.
You were looking for 13.
Yeah.
And you started going at 10.
Yes.
And then gassed at 13.
Yeah,
but that's
happens.
Okay. Yeah, we've okay got got the competitions coming up this week. We've got the relay. Are you in a relay team?
Yeah.
Fantastic. And
only men's.
All men's. Nice. And then we've obviously got the individual. Is there any part of the course you're looking forward to? Any part of the course you think you'd be best at?
Yeah, I prefer the fourth stage.
Fourth stage?
Four. Yeah, yeah.
What, 13 stories?
Yes.
Or 10 floors it is here.
Yeah.
You fast on the stairs?
Ironically.
You'll be quick over the walls though.
Missed
the 28 pull-ups. You'll be absolutely fine there. Love, brother. Thanks so much for your chat. Absolutely love it. Stay safe and send my love to everybody, all right?
Thank you very much.
Thank you, brother.
The Firefighters Podcast was created to recognize, acknowledge, inspire, and hopefully even motivate these incredible individuals who have chosen to be part of the first responder community. Our driving purpose is to create a legacy resource for the current and future generations of firefighters and first responders. We get some incredible feedback from listeners and guests. And as the podcast grows, our desire to create longevity and sustainability means that we are asking for the support of our listeners. If you want to support the podcast, if you want to get discounts to our merchandise, hoodies, clothing, coins, patches, tallies, and also access to all of the incredible documents get shared with us from our podcast guests and sector leaders, then please head over to our Patreon page, and for just £3 a month, you can support the future of the podcast. Please finally hit that follow, subscribe, or rate button on the platform you're listening. And wherever you're in the world, please support your emergency services responders. And thank you for listening.